Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Sally Smith and Deborah Smith, no relation, here to talk about the annual Holiday Pops concert. Welcome.
Thank you.
One of the songs on your song list is We Need a Little Christmas, so I thought I'd start us off with that.
Which is great, because that's what we open with.
Yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Really getting everybody in the mood here. So my first question for both of you, and a lot of people probably know this already, but I myself had to look it up. What's a Pops concert?
When is it?
What is it?
Oh, what is it? In our case, it's a gathering of community members who like to do music, accessible music that everybody knows and enjoys. And so we kind of choose things that people are familiar with and then come together and present it for the community.
So Pops is like popular.
Yeah.
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 And Sally, you're the director of the concert. How many have you directed in the past?
All 11.
All 11. Wow.
This will be the 11th.
And what's that experience like? Is it pretty intense?
It depends on the year. It's one of the neat things about this, Shelley, is it's open to anybody. And there's no charge to come and join us. Thanks to the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, we're able to invite anybody to come in without a workshop fee.
Wow.
So this is truly your friends and neighbors coming together to form a Christmas chorus and give it as a gift to the community. And the ticket prices are kept at a level that just cover our expenses.
Wow. Well, that's pretty great. Thanks for doing this for us.
Yeah. Well, we enjoy it.
We do.
And nobody in the group takes a stipend from it. I mean, this is truly just people coming together and putting it on.
So does that make it easier for you or more difficult?
More difficult.
in what way?
Oh, I think it's many faceted. You know, people are really busy and we're asking people who often can be paid to join us with this.
Ah,
and
yeah.
The beauty of it is they do. They all have this sense of community. The Capitol Brass, for instance, and Megan Johnson, who will be playing cello, and Stevie Spinker, who will be playing flute. And it's really nice. And then we have the kids from Glacier Valley Elementary School Jam Program, Juno Alaska Music Matters, the violin program. So there are going to be young people involved. It's for the whole family.
And Deborah, you're one of the singers. Are you a soloist or do you sing in the chorus?
No. Just sing in the chorus.
So how many of these have you participated in?
This is my third, I think. Or
is that all?
Third or fourth.
She's kind of a rookie, huh? And how's it been getting ready, rehearsing? Has it been fun?
Fortunately, we have rehearsal CDs. Each part is on a CD individually, but by the number that we're doing. And that helps a great deal when you only rehearse twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So
only twice a week.
Only twice a week, yeah. Starting in the end of October, I think we started. But it's a 75-voice choir, and everyone has to do their part to learn their pieces and then come together and make wonderful music.
The first concert is Saturday, not Sunday, like I said at the beginning. But is everybody ready?
I think so. Yeah.
We're having our first full dress rehearsal tonight, which will include the brass. So now is when it really gets put together. And that's the interesting part of this as well. We don't all rehearse all together all the time. It's 13 rehearsals for the chorus, and then we just meld it together at the end.
So 75-voice choir, and they're sort of the main event, and you have various groups accompanying you. Who are some of them?
Well, as Sally mentioned, the Capitol Brass and the kids from the jam program from Glacier Valley Elementary, and they are just adorable. I think there's one violinist that maybe is 3 feet tall. Maybe. Maybe if you really stretch the tape measure. He's probably six, I guess. I don't know. He's really cute. But it's a wonderful program, and it really has encouraged a lot of children to be involved in music, which is a wonderful thing. Also, we have two soloists. We have Megan Johnson as the cellist, and then we have the flautist, who is Stevie Spinka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and we have one other addition to the program, and that is a 7 or 8 year old girl who is singing a solo.
Wow.
And she's pretty special.
Cool.
Viviana Flores.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm sure she's very good as well. What songs are you most excited to perform? Sally, I'll ask you first.
Ooh, it's always hard because I like them all. I think my favorite is We Need a Little Christmas, so I'm really glad that you played that. There's a version of Home for the Holidays that I particularly like, mostly because Bev Haywood, who used to live here, wrote a verse that's Alaska-based.
Oh, are you going to be singing that verse?
And we'll be doing that one. Right. So that's one of my favorites. But probably for the second half, I should say that the first half is all secular music. That's the Santa Claus end of the spectrum and the winter wonderland. The second half moves to more sacred of the season. And there's a new piece this year, This Holy Night. It features Megan Johnson on the cello. Megan is the principal cellist in the symphony, and she's just deliciously wonderful. And Pat Spence will be singing a solo. And the combination of the voice and the cello with the full choir is really lovely.
I can imagine. Mm-hmm. And did you select all the pieces on the playlist?
Yes.
Oh, well done. Deborah, what piece are you most excited to perform?
Well, I really like I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Irving Berlin. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
What makes that one your favorite?
I think it's the blending of our voices, and it makes you feel all warm, and we need that right now.
Deborah, what's the most challenging piece in the lineup?
Well, I would have to say the one we're doing in Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
As a non-Spanish speaker,
I can imagine.
That's my challenge.
And Sally, is that the most challenging one for you as well?
No.
I
don't have to say the words in that. Probably the most challenging for me are the ones that we fold in the brass, because I have to stretch my own training to go with the whole enchilada of all the different pieces, the chorus, the piano, the brass. So I would go back to We Need a Little Christmas, and then probably the Gloria.
Nice. Well, I'm sure you'll do great. Are you nervous, either of you?
No.
I don't think so. This is the spirit of this is that we all come together in community. And when we think of each other as friends and neighbors, and making something available so people can enjoy it as a community, that takes away the pressure of trying to be great. The general admission price is $10. Students are $8. Kids are $5. And I think it's just great because it's accessible.
Yes, to one and all.
To one and all, right.
And the concerts are this Saturday, and that one's at UAS, correct?
Saturday is in the Egan Library at UAS, a lovely setting with the full windows. If it continues to snow, it's just a winter wonderland.
Oh, I bet that's going to be so pretty. And Sunday's concert is at the Jack, and that one's at 3:30 p.m.
Yes.
So that's for the downtowners.
And we have a huge thank you to both the University and Juno Arts and Humanities Council, who have been really generous with the facilities. So it's an opportunity for people to come on campus as well.
I think those are both lovely settings for the concert. From what I hear, they are usually pretty popular. Are tickets available in advance or just at the door?
In advance.
Okay.
At the Arts and Humanities Council.
And we encourage people to get them. Last year, we did turn away people at the door.
Oh, yeah. It is very popular.
We were able to sell some, but more people came for last-minute tickets than could be accommodated. And we were very sorry about that.
But. Yeah.
Well, tickets are also available at Hearthside Books.
And online.
And online.
Yeah. Well, Juno, don't wait until the last minute. Get your tickets in advance for this weekend's Holiday Pops concert. It's a wonderful time with a wonderful concert list and a terrific director and a lovely chorus, of which Deborah is a part. I'm sure she's going to be, you know, the standout voice. She's shaking her head. You'll be a solid contributor.
That's right.
To the wall of sound. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for being with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the concerts this weekend?
Only that we hope people will come and enjoy it in the spirit that it's given of their friends and neighbors sharing the holiday season. Thank you.
Yes, and we're going to go out on the song The Coventry Carol. Is there anything you want to mention about that one?
Only that that is going to be accompanied on flute by Stevie Spinka.
Oh, I think it's going to be beautiful. Thank you, Deborah and Sally.
Thank
both
you.
For joining
Thanks
me
to
today.
K2.